I've seen an awful lot of leaders. I knew a leader rather well. He was a rather good one. I knew some rather horrible ones like Franco. I've known leaders of all kinds of organizations, but I never have seen one who didn't enjoy the praise of the crowd, who didn't change his demeanor when he knew that people were looking at him, who was always the same. I never, and I even find it in myself, when you watch people, when they turn the television camera on them, they're a different person. They change because they're acting. I don't think I need to tell you that we have a leader who is always the same. Who never does anything for the praise of the crowd or anyone else, who always forgets himself and thinks of others. Those of you who were in San Francisco over the weekend know that if other people aren't getting the same amount of food or the same quality of food as he does, he won't eat. In fact, he won't eat until we have eaten. He'll give up his water, which he needs drastically for his service to us, if anyone is thirsty. I just had another instance of this, which recalled to my mind, as I was going down in a hurry down the aisle, I bumped into him as he was coming in. Now, you know, most people, you bump into them, if they don't say, look out where you think you're going, or they give you a dirty look anyway. And it was plainly my fault, but he said, excuse me. Now, that's just, I just thought, you know, instantly he says, he takes the blame as if he had run into me, which wasn't true, of course, because he always knows where he's going.
By His holy name, sing and praise and glorify His holy name. Praise Him in the morning, noontime and eve. Let the earth and heavens ring and sing.
Fortunately, as I said, prophesied, the boat Swiss would take would be It's an entire vote of referendum taken amongst the Swiss today to see whether all foreigners, black, brown, white, yellow, didn't make any difference what, all foreigners were to be pitched out of Switzerland. But it lost this time around. And a little bit shorter bread and meat later on in the winter, I don't know how. He's sitting over there making $10 million a year, so he can write things pretty, get a little character. And so everybody's after the children of God. You read all the newspapers, they're after the children of God. Here's why. America had its last chance in the youth revolution for Jesus and McGovern. Now, I don't know where he gets Jesus and McGovern together, but McGovern, all right, but Jesus, the American fascists drove out the one and crushed the other, and they've snuffed out the last lights in America. In the time America has left, she'll remain in darkness till she's destroyed. She rejected her final salvation. Thank God he at last saved some of her youth, who were worthy through us, the children of God, hallelujah, and we have gone on to save the world. Are you with us? Oh, why would you die? Save yourselves from this untoward generation of vipers who would destroy the earth. Join us, God help you. Now that's not saying much, because I said it, much of their literature deals with just sex orgies. They're really schizophrenic. Have you picked up any of their literature? It's too much. It blows your mind. Sometimes they're licking for Jesus. Another time they're talking with some sense for Jesus. So it's a real schizoid kind of group. But they say just enough that New York has got them investigated. And Colorado is investigating them. And every newspaper is lambasting them. Because they called America, one word, fascist. So brace yourself, baby. Greatest proof that I'm a miracle worker is that we haven't got hit already. Because I'm not speaking from the comfort and confines of the Swiss Alps. I'm speaking right in the midst of this devilish sea. Been calling it fascist ever since I was about 15 and a half. That's when I became that. That's when I became that. When I was 15 and a half. About that. We're still continuing relatively uninterrupted. So let us enjoy building this kingdom while we can, because we better get to it fast when the showdown comes. Because this old boy, as I say, when he isn't talking about sex, he's an old reprobate, but he's got enough decency in him. You know, nobody's just bad or good. There's always little elements of both. He calls himself Moses David. He's about 60, laying up there. He's had a heart attack, two or three of them. He's laying in a ski resort, been laying there for about 10 years. All of his children pass out this literature and get $300 a week and have turned all into him. And he doesn't do a thing to start his revolution except print some more of this, which is better than most churches. And sex poems are out of this world. Out of this world. The sex poems look like the man is a blimey nut. But when he gets out of his bleary eyed, I guess he missed all of his sex life. Getting old. He's lost all of his hop. He can't talk. So he's gets into that realm and he's just simply disturbed. It's just terrible. He goes off and writes poetry that doesn't make any sense. It's just filled with sex and malarkey. I'll let you see it. But you see, they're afraid of the man. He's crazy on one side, but on one side of him, he's got an intelligence to see that it's fascism that's coming into America. He said, so many have written us, asking us what they thought about Kennedy and his assassination. We answered with the following. Recent magazine article confirmed that President John Kennedy was assassinated by U.S. fascists because he was on too friendly relations with Russia. He was trying to make peace with Russia and came closest to doing it of any man yet, even closer than Nixon. Nixon's obviously been doing it as opportunistic, but just to advance his own political position. But I believe that Kennedy really wanted to live peacefully with them in a peaceful world. And he was trying to establish a lasting peace, a lasting detente. Also, he was really trying to socialize America. He spells it S-O-C-I-A-L-I-S-E. Socialize America. And between the two, the hard hats and the anti-communist, they couldn't stomach him and considered him too liberal. I thought he was a good man and was very sincere, as the world goes. He was really a martyr for the cause of the poor. See, that's the good side of this man. Really tried to help the poor. He was a great lover of President Roosevelt, who was a friend of the poor man, and Kennedy modeled his politics after him. FDR was really socializing America. That's a lie. Worst thing that ever happened to the socialist movement in America was FDR. Because he didn't socialize, he innovated little capitalistic devices like the welfare system and Social Security, just enough to keep the system from falling, and he perpetuated this on into this deathly system now of big brotherly fascism. But this guy, you see, still on the side of the angels, his intentions are well taken. Many religious leaders wouldn't say this kind of stuff. He's saying more than most. Have you been seeing how the children of God have been attacked everywhere? You've been reading the newspaper. They're after them. After them like they were going out of style. Okay, and incidentally, it's still a mystery how he died. He couldn't have been poisoned. He was supposed to have had a sudden stroke while sitting for his portrait. His coffin was kept closed at his funeral. FDR was probably the greatest president the United States ever had. And he was really almost communizing America. Oh. See, he isn't politically aware, but he's still saying too much. America has gotten afraid of its liberals. It's a hell of a state. It's got afraid of its liberal apologists. They don't want any liberal devices anymore. They want straight out old hard hat fascism. And he was really almost communizing America. Mrs. Roosevelt was virtually communist, on very good terms with the Russians and communists and communist youth organizations. I believe what the Roosevelts would have done would have been to take America right into the communist orbit and would have made good friends with Russia. In 1918 to 1932, the U.S. refused to recognize the communist regime in the Soviet Union. FDR was the only one who, for the first time after World War I, insisted upon recognizing the communists upon his election. So Kennedy was a great admirer of his. In fact, the whole Kennedy family, I believe. That's why Robert was shot too, because I believe he would have won the election. I think he would have been even more liberal than his brother. No way. Robert Kennedy was a counselor for McCarthy. Some of us remember those big days. He was one of the advisors for the McCarthy witch hunt. But you see, nonetheless, the guy's facts mixed up, but the guy is saying too much about fascist America. That's why of all religious groups that's being attacked today, you'll notice the children of God will be attacked more than anyone else. You read the article and you'll see. Keep it in mind. And as long as he keeps talking like this, they're going to go after more and more and more and more. I don't think he was as strong a personality, but he certainly was a friend of the youth and a socialist, as well as John Kennedy. The militant American fascists, the anti-communist hardhats, saw the Kennedys were so popular, there was no other way to get rid of them. This is the truth of that. They were afraid that under Kennedy it might kind of turn too liberally socialistic, or to some degree socialistic, so they wanted to get him out of the way. That's why Ted Kennedy, the last of the four brothers, doesn't want to run for president. It's just almost sure as shooting that he will get shot also. After putting everybody else out of the way, the greatest threat to Hitler was George Wallace. Isn't it amazing that somebody can have their facts as messed up as this and still be considered a threat? You know why he's a threat? He's got some people that don't think with Big Brother. He's got some people that maybe, even maybe he's fascist himself of sorts. Hard disciplinarian, they have to go just almost, you talk about communes, they can't have, they cannot even pay a penny extra for bus fare without itemizing. They have one suit of clothes only. You talk about communal discipline. You don't know what communalism is in this place. I mean, those people are stripped, and he lives up high on the hall. But he's saying too much. What a country this is. It's so threatened by people like this. These American fascists are playing for keeps. If Wallace had stayed in the running, he would have split the Republican vote and defeated Nixon, and McGovern would have won. Well, now that, you see, that's reason. I think Nittler's, he calls Nixon Nittler, I think Nittler's been at this a long time. He was having a big powwow with some of his top money men, his fascist hard hat supporters in Dallas, the night before Kennedy was shot there, and the host of the fascist conference. Hitler was having the big money boys, he and about a dozen of those guys, took off from Dallas for Mexico the next day, right after Kennedy was shot. It is generally recognized that Kennedy was one of the greatest presidents America's had. That is some question, too, but really, anyway, I can see that this would be awfully threatening to America. After all, the Bay of Pigs did take place under Kennedy. A lot of contradictions. It's hard to figure out who's been best for America. The way they wheel and deal, it's very difficult to keep up with the fascist conspiracy. He was a good friend of the poor man, a friend of the Russians, a socialist, and a peacemaker. He avoided one of the greatest dangers of a missile war the U.S. ever had in the Cuban Missile Crisis. He did it by a personal private talk with Khrushchev. He died a martyr for his convictions and his cause. Now this guy may get straightened out after he gets through all these sex forms. He might get him converted. You haven't read his sex forms. You women get nervous with my talk. It's all right. If you listen to him, fundamentalist fellow of Goliath, he belonged to the Jordan movement. Old line fundamentalists, they still are. They believe in the blood of Jesus. It goes on to say you're not born again unless you've been covered by the blood, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. But the guy has got all these other strange things like, would you like to know more about current and future world events, limitless ventures in the spirit world, love and sex? Here's one of his poems. Mountain Maid. I am for the mini blouse, are the sea. At my house, she is such a lovely thing, to her mounts I love to cling. I'm mountain man, my honey, give me mountains for my money, though I oft explore her cave, it's on her mountains that I rave. We've already at least found out he's a little child in his homosexual stage has not got off of the mountains. Let those mountains, he likes the mountains, and see if we get him to face his sexual narcissism and his sexual egotism and his sexual machismo. Anybody who wants the mountains more than the cave is already sick, you see. Mountains are nice, but caves are much more fun. Oh, I still got some of these petrified saints in here. And the clothing more divisible than they would be safer far if you'd leave those gates ajar to reveal her scenic beauty is your godly given duty. Clear away that underbrush and their praise you cannot hush. Down with front remaining walls, beauty hidden in what galls. Away deceit, hypocrisy, truth unveiled for all to see. Lift men's minds from out the gutter and her praises they will utter. Raise their eyes unto her hills, and you'll cure neurotic ills. 'Twould increase. Twould increase their hopes to hail beauteous heights without the veil. You can now her valley fathom, far above her lower chasm. Clear the undergrowth away for that smell of new-mown hay. It says if you wanted to have any questions, write Children of God in care of Switzerland. He's safe writing all these citizens and facilities. And of course, this doesn't make a revolution. They don't care how much of this he writes. But this is what they're using against him. They call him a sexual libertine. They call him a child molester. And he supposedly laid a 14-year-old girl and impregnated her. And wild as he is with his rhythm. Anybody that rhymes every line is very schizo, so to say. But schizophrenics often change the world. All power to him if he can do any good for this nation. But he's not going to change it this way. Where was I at? Because I think you need some more of this. Undergirding pillared column, you can have your clothing solemn, flying buttress, deep crevasse. There is nothing like her ass, but I'll show you something better for a real attention getter. Set your mind on things above, that deep cavern that you love. When I show my lovely miss, which is why I'm writing this, I prefer the top to bottom. The hell, Guyana. He didn't get enough. Nursing when he was young, you see. They put him on the bottle and they said they put him on the boobs. Now if he'd get that out of the way and get out of that mess and stick to what I just read, quite a significant thing. Quit living above the people. And it's amazing, he writes all this and these poor people and pictures of them, New Times, the liberal magazine. Attacking, but no one likes, even they don't like a leprous bastard to use the name socialism in a good light. They don't want anybody to put that name in a good light. And New Times, it's a new liberal outfit. We'll probably get our ding-dong from. They claim to be peaceful and loving, not socialistic. These lovely, peaceful, love children, peace children, they never want to name the words of socialism, communalism. They just rake him through the coals. They show all these pictures of his communes. He has 120 communes in the United States alone. And all of them live in abject poverty. just wrapped up in rags, tatters. And they go out and make $300 a piece selling this. I understand how to sell this. Gotta sell this anonymously. One side he shows with a bra, the X sets out. Next side he covers the woman's downward parts, throws open the other and calls her Mountain Maid. Said the Lord gave him this vision. I prefer the top to bottom, brother. She has really got them. The bottomless is not a myth, but topless I like to kiss. Evidently, he's having trouble getting that little bottom. But can't have one without the other, like a babe without its mother. From the bottomless abyss stand the mountains you cannot miss. It's each peak so fascinating, makes my love so titillating. If you view ecstatic wonder, tilts like hers can make hearts thunder. Top to bottom, I'm no stranger, but I thrill to mountain's danger. Top to bottom can be seen, undulating curves between. Up and down her tiny crater heaves and sighs. Whene'er I mate her, her volcano oft explodes. When we love in our abodes, it's a holy hole indeed. And within I leave my seed, my seed, my seed. He's caught up in his seed. Caught up in the sexual sense. If you get down to it, of course they'd probably kill him if he got away from this, because now they can write him off as a pure raving nut. Topless, midless, anywhere, but for bottomless I don't care, lest we fail too far therein, and those peaks we're near and pin, twin peaks draped with fleecy cloud, very thin and not too loud, billowy color, not deep snow, lest her lovely lines won't show. Deep soft snow, howe'er you shape, will never cause us males to gape. Natural pinpoints never cleft. This is all that we want left, unless she's some old crone. Can't you leave these peaks alone? Can't we leave those summits bare without all that underwear? If snow is needed, let it fall down within her garden wall. He don't mind if the garden is covered, but he don't want them peaks covered, honey. For this padding, I don't care. I prefer my mountains bare, not obscured or caked with snow. For such trappings, I don't go. Let mountains rise or foliage too, with timberline below the dew. To coverings, I have objections. I like to view the real projections. Must you think it all so rude to natural letter? Is our precious pressing duty. If support is sometimes needed, let those peaks be unimpeded. Buffer board. Oh, some of the faces in here. Yes, he's very, very hung up on white flesh. Very hung up on white flesh. He's white, so obviously he'd be hung up, I guess, on white flesh. Everybody likes their own image. Well, I've seen such straight faces here tonight. I shall read some more. Till everybody's smiling, honey. Because hypocrisy has no place. Has no place in the human race. Wait not down, nor hide the top. All this hiding's gotta stop. Lofty shoulder, rolling field, let more those bad lands be revealed. Arms extended, full of grace, no more hidden than her face. If warmth is needed, air betrothed, let her peaks be lightly clothed. Furry creature, holy flock, loosely wrapped about her smock, easily drawn aside by hand of the shepherd of her land. When of the shepherd of her land, this is humor. of the shepherd of her land. See, he's not socialist. He's property class minded here. She's a piece of property to him, a sex object. When the summer sun doth shine and in heat her fires refine in heat. If he knew as much about women as I did, he'd know he'd never use that word. And in heat her fires refine, quickly melts her fallen snow, and cascading it will go with the warmth of summer love, bearing mountain tops above. Like the fleecy misty cloud, you're still not smiling, so we're going to continue. I didn't want to read it, but I'm led to read it until you all get free. I guess I'm going to read all night, because you know you want to stop. I see one here, and I see one back there, and I see one there. And I guess you want to stop. The only way you can stop is smile. With the warmth of summer love, bearing the mountain tops above, like the fleecy mystic cloud, just with vapor her enshroud. Filmy vapors only flow from above to vales below. Only bright and shining tresses top our mountains, maiden dresses accent all her naked beauty. With less on our nudie cutie, she's a beauty with them on. Beauty's self when robes are gone, don't conceal her points of interest. Nature's course with clothes thou hindrest. Flowers nestle in her hair, winced in hollows here and there, circling round the tower above, all proclaim her joy of love. Craft displays her lovely wares, only please the one who cares. Customs of conformity and artificiality clothe in her hypocrisy, never let her hidden be. Yeah, they're still the same ones, not quite the same one. Yeah, I mean it. I'm going to keep on reading this, because you are not in a spirit to smile, unless you smile. I said to be obedient, and that's exactly what I meant. You're not looking to them. Neither are you looking to them. You're looking to me. Free yourself from what others do. What you do is what counts. Clothe her in hypocrisy, never let her hidden be. Methinks there'd be far less desire to ravish her on lust's cruel fire. In man's relentless exploration, if viewed with open admiration, her pleasing beauty clearly seen would satisfy his sexy spleen. No need to strip what God created, nor herself be violated. Open view could satisfy ardent longings of his eye. Nudeness thrills with thankful viewers, only look and be not doers. You know, the funny thing about you people, you never got bothered when this was in Solomon. Solomon's full of this. And Solomon couldn't even rhyme as well as this guy. Book of Ruth. Never bothered you then. You'd say, praise the Lord. Solomon talked about her big butt and all of the peaks that he's describing. He just used different terminology. Yes, he did. King Solomon was the inspired Book of Wisdom, supposedly the Word of God, but it was nothing but an open pornographic book from page to page. Solomon, right in King James, you read it. Now people can't take it unless it comes out of the book. They can take it when it comes out of the book. The good book, because everything good's in that book. If it tells kill your children, it's all right, it's in the book. Let the she-bears eat up the children, yeah. Old Elisha, bald-headed Elisha, somebody come by the way and laughed at him because he had bald head. Little children sometimes tease people with bald heads. So they laughed at him and said, "Bald-headed man." All they said, "You're a bald-headed man." He called down the she-bears. He got Jehovah God, the Lord thy God. He called him down, had all those children killed up. All those children eaten up by the she-bears. Archie said that's one of the times they lied on him again. I believe he'd done it back then. It's just a matter, folks, of being honest. If you don't get shook up with Solomon, don't get shook up with this silly old man. He's just a silly old man. It's pitiful that at 60 years old he hasn't got any more sense than this. But you see, he's the last fading dream. Give me a thought. Meditate on. Well, and the other part of him, you see, has some sense. Money boys. Big money boys. Big money boys are the minority. And to win the election, they have to have the majority of the vote behind them. So they've won the vote of the prosperous, hard-hat middle class and prosperous laboring class with the same kind of scare tactics Hitler used with the Jews. The U.S. has got to have a strong, tough, severe, militaristic, fascist type of government in order to save the country from communism. That part, you see, you agree with. And they're after him. And if I was going to join any church, I guess I'd join his. I would, seriously. I would join it only for one thing. That with $10 million going out of the country a year into his pocket, I don't see the point to that. But that little piece of paper sure can be made up pretty cheap. Now, we could write a whole lot more intelligent political synopsis and use some scriptures to back it up. However, we couldn't write that kind of poetry. Nonetheless, if we did, we would make one issue only. It'd be our first and last publication. That's why you're still here. Your father had one little bit of wisdom. He never had a big ego, never had an ego at all. Professor Roller said, so I've put nothing in writing. How much I'd like to put something in writing, because I got a lot I could say. But if I'd put anything in writing, you wouldn't be sitting here tonight so comfortably. Some of you would be in jail, some of you would be waiting trials, and some of you would be shot. That's why I've always known I happen to be a master in keeping people together, and yet there's never a way you can master it in a fascist sieve perfectly. But I master it the most ably that anyone can, to hold a group together until the time is right. And you don't do it by writing. You're going to shoot his communes out from under him. Then what's he going to have? Nobody to pass him. But he'll sit over there in the Swiss Alps with his millions of dollars. We won't know the difference anyway. And he has a little, all the years, you ought to read his writings 2 years ago. It's all blood of Jesus, rapture, Holy Ghost or hell. Now he's trying to make up for a bad conscience. You know, a whole lot of these church people know what's right. They're trying to make up for a bad conscience. He's safe in the Swiss Alps. He decided to preach the truth. A whole lot of preachers know. I heard old Brother Poole Elder Poole, he's as ignoramus as they come. I doubt if he can read or write very well. You know Elder Poole, I remember the last I knew he couldn't write. He couldn't read. He had to have someone do his interpreting for him. Yeah, Elder Poole, he's an ignoramus, old ignoramus man, poor soul. But he's made a lot of money, so he should have time to get an education. But he even said Sunday, the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. Said trouble in the land on every hand, he said. Got talking about the rich, and somebody must have pulled on his coattail and shut up. Because he's changing just like that. Well, he's ignorant. He wouldn't know when he's getting in trouble. That's one thing about old Elder Poole. He's ignorant. He'd get in trouble and wouldn't know it. So, I mean, he's ignorant. He's really ignorant. He's ignorant of my old white dog, and that's dumb. If you've been with Reverend Poole, you know he's ignorant. I sat next to him in a convention, and I mean, that man is ignorant. He didn't know how to get his pants on without Sister Poole to help him. Maddie B. Poole's the one that helped him till she died. She made the movement. Then she was no sooner in the grave, and he got him another Maddie. Married his secretary. Yeah, that's always convenient. He had her letter ready there in the ante room. What's that now? What's that? Yeah, just like Bishop Crane. Did you know Bishop Crane? By God, he married 2 weeks after his wife died. Did you notice that? Yeah, he did. I looked at that obituary. He was married. He was married 2 weeks after his wife died. Of course, he didn't know her beforehand. She was Church of God in Christ, honey, and sanctified. What's that now? He's going over to that Holy Ghost wiggling meeting, yeah. Isn't that right, brother? These brothers are cool. They're getting cool. They're getting ready. Any question? I wanted to bring one point out of it. That's that. They attack him because he's telling too much truth about the fascists. Kissinger, Nixon, call him Hitler. Telling too much truth, and that's, even though he's filled with all baloney and all that sex stuff, he's gone mad over that. But nonetheless, he's saying too much. Can't say anything in this country. The only thing they want you to do in church is talk about the furniture of heaven, temperature of hell. If you talk about anything else, you've had it. So are you ready? No, you're not ready. So you better get over to the promised land because you're not ready. You're not ready for the kind of hell that can break loose on you when they put you in jail. Because some of them's been there. It's one of them. We got there for different reasons, but we've been there, haven't we, honey? Yeah, it's all right. We all got together. She knows. She's been there. She's been in jail. Don't marry Velma. I just love to tease you over that. You just did what 99% of the women want to do. She just gnashed them, honey. She couldn't love them. She left them. Sliced them. It's wonderful. Yes, Brother Taylor.
Pastor Jim, I'd like to ask the meaning of this.
Meaning of what?
For a couple of meetings when we go down to L.A., I've been staying in Pasadena. And I hate Pasadena, but I'm staying there. And
Great Valley, but I'm staying there for a reason, too.
But every business place and every store that amounts to anything in Pasadena has an orange-colored painting on the roof of the letters, like the address is 1521 Orange Grove. They're on top of the roof. They have painted it in orange color on top of the roofs of all business places in Pasadena. And I'm wondering about
that.
Well,
you see, they're getting ready for the revolution. So those helicopters know where to land. You know how quick they landed on us there in Los Angeles? You remember? They're down there, submachine guns aimed on all of us. That was a nightmare. Oh, I kind of liked it. Come to think about it. I mean, it was action. Yeah, honey, they lowered the helicopter. Some don't know that. Tell her about it. Tell her she don't know about it. Tell her she was gone during that time I went to haunt there. They landed the helicopter. The helicopter lowered right down, submachine guns aimed on our older people, our young people, just aimed ready. Just ready. Just waiting for one of us just to spit wrong. They'd have mowed us down like dogs. What? Take it. When we were there. Yeah, they take it as many as they want. They let us go too. But if we don't stick together, it won't always work. Stick together, it'll work. And if it don't work, I'm looking for some folk. I'm looking for the ones that led some of these folk astray. Don't bail me out, because you'll have to bail me out twice, because I'm looking for some folk. Yeah, I'm looking for some folk, because it'll be their fault. Well, the only thing that kept us out of that mess was we stuck together. Then behind us that time, Linda Sweeney had her hand like that. I got a picture of her. Then when she knew the truth, when she wasn't living on a waterbed, carrying on downtown, all the stuff she'd been doing, shacking with honkies and talking about killing us niggers out here. Yeah, don't bail me out. You better leave me in there, because if I get out, you have to bail me out again. Only that time they won't bail me. And I'm not kidding.
That time, that's when my love
turned to vengeance of God. I don't have anything in me but gentleness. But if this group of people is brought through suffering and beat up, mauled over, crushed down, because of a few of these traitors that went out, the old hound of heaven will be looking. I hope you understand me, so if you want to make your bed, you ought to not make it with traitors, because that's no place to do it. These folks sure are playing with fire. Sure playing with fire. Brooks Hospital, Dallas. I think they call them Faithless, I'm naming them now. And I think they call them Janet, and I remember all those people. I remember when Janet's wrists were cut, what her mother asked me to do. I remember what she called me in to do and asked Sister Jones if she didn't mind. I remember all the stuff I've been through for some of these folk. I remember it too well. And some other folk remember it too. We got addresses in Berlin, we got addresses in Dallas, honey. The best thing people could do, if you don't want to live right, go on and do your thing on the peaks or the caves, wherever you want to, but get way off from us. Then at least you can go on and have your guilt complex after you're gone. Because if you don't, you won't have no time for no guilt complex. Well, these folks are all going to have a guilt complex if they go on living after we're gone. But if they don't get away from us, they ain't going to have no time for no guilt complex. Because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, you know the Spirit. That Italian Jew over there knows Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to move in and, like Sister Minnie said, going to sweep them out. Still feel that way, Sister Minnie? Do you still feel that way about our enemies, that they should be snuffed out? Sometimes. What were you saying there, Edith? I'd like to hear that comment. About your lack of enthusiasm when you made that statement. Father's the chief paranoid in the universe these days. It's truly wonderful. I was healthy until I got around people. Some of you were too. Are you sure paranoid now? What to tell you? Many what to tell you over that place. What those folk have to say about some of those things. I think that's just make it intelligent to a question board. I'm probably not worded too clear. I don't care whether I've got 500 enemies. I know me myself with my right hand, when the Spirit moves, I can take care of 250 of them. Mary Stahl, Mary Cheddar take care of the other 250. Edith said you're surrounded by enemies. What do they have to say about us? Yes, Sally. He threatened to kill Teddy Ballard. Wayne threatened to kill him if they had anything to do with us. What she had to say about us? We didn't threaten to kill anybody.
She's making fun of the whole bunch, and she's doing it to the other aides who work down there. And she's going to have to go into a concentration camp. She's going to die. She doesn't care. She just has to take what's going on out here.
That's not all she says out here, too. Bless your heart. She says that often that you ever get here. You ever hear her talk to me?
That's the gist of it, that I can remember right offhand. She was dancing once there, and she said she didn't care about concentration camp. She was going to die anyway, so just give her some wine. Some music, and she would die happy.
And she's sweet. What do you think of that? What do you think of her saying?
Well, most of the time I'm not around in no way. I just get away from
it. What do you think of her saying?
Well, I think she's a bitch.
Yeah, she runs around Jim Cobb's sister. They all run around. I know they're coming and going. I know who they threaten to kill, murder. I know them all. I mean, they threaten. Threaten to kill. One of them threatened to even burn down this place with their own brothers and sisters in it. We had our pain. We had our pain. And others in the same family, Sister Ava, this week made up a program that will help us make resources, get resources into our calls, which is simply brilliant. Same house. One left and one taken. That's pain. And somebody's going to pay for the pain that's been caused to family that's split up in here. Yeah, they're going to pay. Somebody's going to pay for it. It's hard on them. It's not me I'm worried about it. Some of the families had to go through this. Children's had to go through it. People that worship had to take them off their pedestal. That's tough. A bunch of people getting guns, exercising, shooting target range, and shit, putting different ones of our faces up there. See, Father, when Father talks kind of judgmental, he's got a very good reason. The board, the governing board, can tell you all about it. We don't try to keep any governing information above you. We just talk business, and we're glad to talk about anything you want to talk about. We don't want to keep any secrets from you. We don't want one class above another class. You see people that are in council or government positions that are acting like they're a little above you, then you let us know, because we don't want none of that. Everything that goes on in the administration of this church has always been told right here. If you had an ear to hear. If you had an ear to hear. Say, well, why don't you just lay it all out? Obviously, if we laid it all out in here, our enemies would know before we even got started. So you have to meet here, there, and everywhere, through the night, and here in the valley, and then sometimes in Palo Alto, wherever. You don't know how much we go all night long, this and that and the other place, getting ourselves together. But we're not trying to keep anything from you. Not a thing. I wish we could take you all, but 80 is about all you can get in one room. Then you feel like you're macro. I'd take you all. Oh, that's all. I want to be kind of new. Just hope they didn't shoot. There's something I would take. At most, I would. That's the truth. I hope we can get to some place, some sense, so we're not in constant fight where we have to have a continual reference to prior battles, continual information going back and forth, or we can make alternate shifts of governing people. But we're in such a damn battle with our enemies that we have to have the backlog of information. If you don't have all that backlog of information, it'd take you 6 months to get it. What does he mean? What do you mean? I mean, we got a plan for every enemy of this holy cause. Now, Minnie, you don't clap when I say things like that. Now, that makes us nervous. You're sorry if you make me nervous. By God, you may be more than that one day. When you sit here and don't clap, I'm telling you this time, time's come. I'm not talking about people who leave. We've got all kinds of people who leave. I've helped. When people go out here and take pictures of my people and shoot at them, and you better tell me when I say something that there's going to be judgment visited upon them by the Spirit of Truth. I want everybody in this house to clap, or I want to know why they're not clapping. obviously yeah. Something's ailing you, Benny. I love you. I don't want any of the miscommunications. Miscommunication's bad.
No, it's not.
I'm just sorry that you made a difference. Why did you respond that way? You knew you were not in tune with him. You knew he was indicated there very strongly, yet you didn't show any indicator of willingness to respond. What was wrong? You didn't respond when you knew he indicated you were not in tune with him. You were dissatisfied with your attitude. Why didn't you respond favorably when he indicated that, or showed that he was dissatisfied with your attitude? Why didn't you change it?
I don't know, I guess I'm just calling up in myself. I guess I'm just calling up in myself. I am sorry.
I'm sorry. It's nice of you to say I'm sorry. I think you nervous or something like that phrase.
Sorry about that. Smart aleck kind of remark.
Let me say it another way. I'm sorry if I made you nervous, but that's your problem.
That's what they really say. That's really what one says when you say it like that. I'm sorry about you being nervous. That's your problem. And my problem's your problem. I want to know what's bothering you. I want to be your father, and I want to be your friend. And if I'm not, it's your fault, not mine. But if I'm certainly willing to do anything, to be that.
That's true, and I am. The thing that I have, I'll
be
better.
That's sweet. Because it, and that's why I get paranoid, because every seed of loss of vision, every seed of this was, it always begins with that. It's getting lukewarm. And lukewarmness steps up to another degree. And that could be, where does it end? Look at some of these people. Who would ever think the people that once sit in our midst were taking pictures? Tim Stone, we have it right out of the mountain. Where all the people have gone out. Who they don't know who's with us and who's not with us. We don't either, but we're glad that we got them all taped. But the best one, we don't talk to them, so we take them, don't you talk to them. They take me fast to make a worse trial. So we've got their own witnesses, and they talk against each other, plot against each other, talk about killing each other. We hear them in bed with each other, we got them all. By consent, we didn't put ours in here. We don't sneak in, put no tapes on people. We don't believe them. We don't believe good folks. They gave us.